Head Coach Brian Berg joins us now. We talked in the open about unselfishness. Your team was certainly that way again. I think 11 guys played tonight. 9 of those 11 scored. 14 assists on the 32 baskets. And I look at the 18-0 start. You guys came ready to play tonight against this Hampton club.
Yeah, give credit to our players. They really executed the game plan early on. Thought they were really bought in, especially with knowing the personnel. Hampton has a very talented team, but give credit to our players to start the game off the right way. So very proud of them.
Certainly did. Again, we talk about shooting consistencies. They go 54%. You do. Your Eagles 54% in the first half, 56 in the second half. So 55% for the game, 50% beyond the arc. 61% of the free throw line. I know you probably like to see that last number up a little bit, but again, consistency throughout, and you hit your goals as far as shooting from the floor.
Yeah, we did. We were able to shoot a high percentage from the floor. Ball was able to move. You had a lot of guys in double figures. Disappointed in our overall free throw percentage, but we did get to the free throw line. I thought we had our identity in the defensive side the first half, and then we got lax second half and gave up way too many points, way too many easy baskets, but give credit to Hampton, the talented players that they have.
I was going to say, at some point, you tip your hat to Russell Dean. 30 points on the night. He went off again in the first half, had a bunch. It was kind of quiet early on in the second half, but got it going again late, I think, once this game was decided. But certainly give credit to Hampton, their players Russell Dean and Najee Garvin, who had 17, certainly formidable foes as well. Well, a night to sleep on it and come back out here to a Wofford club that you know will give you everything they've got in front of their home folks here tomorrow night.
Yeah, without a doubt, we really focused on Hampton this first game. Our staff will work. We'll put a game plan together. We'll work through the evening, have the ability to compete against a really, really talented Wofford team. And they're extremely well coached. They're disciplined. Should be a great competition tomorrow at 5.
And again, these two teams, former Southern Conference mates, who will meet now as rivals, one from the Sun Belt Conference, one from the Southern Conference, here tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. Coach Berg, thanks so much for the time, sir. Congrats, and we'll see you tomorrow for game time.
Let's do it again tomorrow, 5 p.m.
Absolutely, sir. That's the plan. G-A-T-A.
G-A-T-A.
You bet, buddy. That is Brian Berg, the head coach of your Georgia Southern Eagles, who win it tonight. Going away, 86-66 is the final to move to 4-0 on the year.